live from the Fort Recovery Radio studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports talk with Bubba and Fee.
Then I 8-10. Jack, not bad.
Hey, he's getting better.
Yeah,
getting
not better. Bad. Mr. Faber, good luck to him.
Yes, sir.
He's pretty intelligent. Sound like Greg LaFever.
He did sound like Greg.
It took me a little bit. I thought, I know that voice inflection.
I know Greg LaFever.
He does sound a little bit like Greg LaFever.
That's got a little Greg in
it. Yep. That's amazing, ain't it?
Yeah. Bad. And you know what?
What?
It's radio. So maybe it was.
Yeah. Nobody knows. Us five.
Nobody knows.
And when I say five, I say Mr. Harold Feely, co-host.
Sports Talk.
Neil Spencer, owner, program director for Recovery Radio. Jack Stogler. Idiot. Myself, Bob Stogler, and our guest, the head coach of the Lady Indian Volleyball teams, Miss Chelsea Colleague. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, Chels.
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you. This is what, your third year coming up here?
It's fourth.
This is your fourth year. How many years
have we got her married?
We did get you married.
I think we got you married.
Mm-hmm.
You need to thank us.
We're going to have a little one.
Yeah, boy or girl.
Surprise.
So you're going to do something cool like hit a golf ball or something and it'd be blue or pink or volleyball. Do a volleyball.
Oh, there you go.
Next one, maybe. Next one.
No, this one. You in or out?
She's out.
No, we're out on this.
She's out.
Are you nervous?
Right. That's a great idea. Am I nervous?
About having a baby? I mean, it's scary?
A lot.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Do you get scared about stuff like that? I mean, like, you get nervous about, like, district volleyball stuff? And are you, what's your?
Not as nervous as labor.
This is something you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have a baby.
Yeah, the horror stories are bad.
No.
No, piece of cake.
I didn't have any trouble.
Never heard of it.
The horror stories are when they're teenagers.
Yeah, well, probably right. Chels, welcome to Sports Talk. You guys opened up already on Monday night at Twin Valley South.
Big win.
In a game that kind of went as expected.
Yes. Big.
Good opener.
Yeah, long drive win.
Yeah,
that
drive.
Is. Where is Twin Valley South?
Alexandria.
West Alexandria. West Alex. That's
that is a little road
hour
trip.
10.
Yeah, at least.
Little road trip.
Yeah, we do some deliveries there, so I get by the school from time to time.
Get all the jitters out, probably.
Yeah, it was a good way to work on some things.
Yeah.
Worked on a lot of serving zones and just getting some fine-tuning some things, so.
You come into this season, Chels, with back-to-back district appearances from your team.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a pretty big lull in there. I think it was 2010, I think, was the last time we'd been there. And you come along, and you can see the program really starting to develop. And you're seeing young kids and kids that are just Joneses for volleyball. And then you come into this season, and you lost some good players from last year. You know, Devin and Audra. And these kids that have been in your program with you since you got here. Mm-hmm. And now you got some four seniors that are coming back this year. And talk a little bit about your team and your seniors.
Oh, gosh, that's a loaded
question. It is.
Loaded question. Like you said, it's my fourth year. So these seniors, I kind of said this at the parent meeting, but it's a special year because this is a year I've coached them all the way through. And with that being said, with the seniors, it's a good group. You know, all four of them are going to make an impact. And when you can have all your seniors in there and doing great things, you know, it just does a lot for the team chemistry and the leadership out on the floor. So we're excited to have Carly, Kyle, Alexis, and Kelsey out there senior-wise. For the most part, we have everyone back. Like I said, we lost three seniors. It's great to say that we're finally a veteran team and we're experienced, and we do have a couple sophomores in there, but for the most part we're junior senior heavy, which is what we've been wanting for the past couple of years. So
your team is in a league that is basically crazy. I mean, it really is. And if you look at last year, I think every team in the MAC had at least two games over 500 overall record.
Right.
So when you look at something like that, and you know every team, every game, that you play in the MAC is going to be a war.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at your schedule, and you play a Twin Valley South, or you play teams that do you think that we have to toughen that up a little bit, or are you fine enough with? I mean, is there, you know, we were 3-6 at a MAC, and what were we last year? 16-8 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think here? I mean, that's a tough one because you're gonna have a war every night in the league, but in the big picture, you get ready for tournament.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the program being kind of down in the past, I think we were trying to, not we, I don't even know if at that time I maybe wasn't even in the picture, but right around the time, right before I came and when I first stepped in, we were not as competitive and we were, you know, trying to, I wouldn't say ease up our schedule, but, you know, we were getting hounded by MAC teams left and right, and it was nice to kind of have, you know, those mediocre games where we can go in and get our confidence back up and whatnot. But we're at that point where I would love to get, you know, some more competitive teams involved. It'd be great to get in that cold water spectacular that was played last weekend.
You go over and scout that?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's a fun tournament. The best of the MAC, and then Ottawa Glandorf, Fort Laramie, and
Miami East.
And
no slouches in there at all, is there?
Yeah. Miami East had a girl. She was going to Ohio State, but I think she dropped her commitment and looking at Penn State now. And then, so it was fun to watch. And Coldwater ended up winning that. And
they're loaded.
They did win it?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And the MAC, as I tell our girls, the MAC's probably as strong as it's been for the past couple of years.
Top to bottom.
Yeah. And but we're finally, you know, at that point where we can compete.
Feel like you're in there too. That's good.
Yeah. So,
you know, Fee, we went up there last year, and we're going to talk a little bit about the season, last year's season, upcoming season, and we're going to talk a little bit about the kids we got coming back. Mm-hmm. But if you look at last year's season, we was tremendous starting out the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think we beat St. Henry up there.
We got St. Henry.
It was one of the best volleyball games we've had in that huge gym, maybe ever.
Yeah, huge win.
First in, was it 10 years, a decade?
Been a long time,
And after that, you know, we lost a couple games, and the kids lost the confidence a little bit. And when you lose your confidence, and that's one of the reasons why you have a schedule like it is, because you
need to gain it
in our conference. You just get the crap beat out of you.
And
you know, we kind of hit a lull at the end of the season, but we at the end we did pick it back up and made a little bit of a turnaround.
Yeah, we got off to a 7-0 start last year, something around there, and then we played New Bremen. And that was kind of like, we hit kind of a rock there with the Paige Jones, and then we played Marin Local and Versailles. I mean, we had back-to-back-to-back big MAC games and kind of got on our heels a little bit. But, you know, the goal is not to lose the games that you're supposed to win, which is going to be big this year. And then, you know, knock off.
A couple teams snuck in and got you last year. I think Parkway got you, didn't they?
Yeah. And Knoxville, even.
Knoxville got you. A couple teams that you shouldn't have. You said.
Layman. I mean,
those are ones you got to win.
And that's not league, but still a game that we shouldn't have lost. So.
You talk about your four seniors and a couple, I think, you had an all-leaguer.
Carly's
all
team.
First team. An honorable mention was
Cassidy. Kaya.
And we haven't talked about Cassidy, but she has a chance to be really special.
Yeah, The junior class with Cassidy Martin, to start with her, we went to Tennessee and IPFW came and had some different coaches coming. And, you know, D2 schools are, just hungry for her right now. She's super athletic and, a fun girl to coach. So they really like her athleticism and her energy, so we're very lucky to have her back in the middle. We might sneak her on the right side a rotation or so. And then to the rest of the juniors, we have Maddie Rammel coming back, which is about her third year on varsity. Freshman year, she stepped in towards the end. So it's good to have, you know, a setter in that quarterback position that knows what we want and knows her team well. And she actually is hitting for us as well, with running a 6-2 with Kelsey, so she's on the right side and does a really good job, because if Kelsey gets the ball, she's the backup setter, and she's in there and ready to to plug away. And then Brooke Garkey's the other middle hitter, back for her second year on varsity. She was second in blocks to Cassidy, which, like, with her and Cassidy back in the middle, it's...
What grade's Brooke in? She a junior?
Yep.
Junior.
Yeah.
Man.
We're loaded.
Yeah. And then,
you got some athletic girls.
Yeah. And I mean, Hannah Kanapke finishes off that junior class. She's playing Cassidy Martin's back row. And she's just, I always just call it, she's like a cat. She kind of just, she's everywhere and anywhere. And she talks all the time and kind of is that voice for us. So, and then she just brings a little bit of a attack from the back row, and her serve's pretty aggressive. So, and I believe that finished off the junior class. And then
you got a couple sophomores, you said?
Yep. We have Paige Judy back on the outside. She's grown. She's probably about 6'2 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was tall enough last year.
How tall is Val Forkamp or Val Mullenkamp?
She's about 6 foot.
And Patchy's daughter's?
Patchy's about 6'2". Round and out, about 6'2".
I'm 5'10". So. I'm about 5'8".
Yeah, I just say you're not 5'10". I used to be 5'10".
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, we're all shrink.
Yeah, so those three give us tremendous height, obviously, as far as... I mean, Paige is an offensive threat. And again, a player that is actually getting some looks Division One, and of course you see her body and you're like, doesn't matter what she can do with the ball, you know, we'll shape her to whatever you
somehow we'll get it done.
And then with Val and Olivia, they're kind of fighting for that right side position still, and you know, we just need them to block. I mean, if they can get some kills, so be it, but we're kind of looking at them blocking to be like our wall up there. So
now you got so you have to have some really good battles in there. I mean, you probably have your best backup team against your starters probably you've had since you've been there. And I mean, that's a lot of depth.
We can play 12-on-12, and that includes Paige Forkamp actually got in the game against Twin Valley South and probably only got three rotations and was third on the team with kills. I mean, she ended with three kills, but they were quick games, obviously.
Yeah, right,
but she did really well to start. You know,
and she's a freshman?
Yeah. And she's about 5'9", but she
she's
plays.
An athlete.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She hits the ball high, so she hits it like a 6-footer, really. A lot of power. And then let's see, Brooke Colleague's on the bench, and she's tremendous.
Her.
She's tremendous.
Absolutely love her. She's a player,
yeah. You know, those seniors, I always tell them to not... Or DSs, I should say, to not get on your heels because Brooke Colleague's coming right behind you.
Yeah.
But she'll have her 2 years here shortly to make an impact on the varsity team. But and then
if she shows the hustle she did on the basketball court, most of us are familiar with basketball.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even more than the volleyball. Man, she is just
fun to watch.
Hustling and smart and everywhere she needs to be. She's just
that's
fun.
Her in volleyball as well. So.
Hey, let's take a break. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee presented by Wayne Street Market. We got our own sponsor.
Yes, sir, we do.
So we get me and Fee get anything for that?
Well,
or
I get they give me $1,000 a show. I'll give you $50.
Oh, thank you, sir. Not too bad.
All of that may be an exaggeration.
All right. We will be back right after this. Bubba and Fee.
Come drive with the Cooper Farms team. All new Class A CDL drivers hired at the Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms will receive a $500 sign-on bonus after 30 days of employment. We are actively seeking second shift feed delivery drivers. These positions require a valid Class A CDL and offer a competitive wage, outstanding benefits package, and allow you to be home daily. To learn more information or to apply, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team or visit us at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50 cent wings and boneless wings and 75 cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Presale tickets for Friday's home football game versus Sydney Lehman will be sold on Wednesday from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Thursday, presale tickets will be sold in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., then in the high school office from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. Student presale tickets are $4, and adult presale tickets are $6. All tickets at the gate will be $7.
So to speak.
But hey, we're back here, Bubba and Fee, on Wednesday night. We're talking to the head volleyball coach, Chelsea Colley. Chelsea, we're talking a little bit about the schedule this year. Our teams are going to play, and in the MAC, I mean, we know it's loaded.
Yep.
Who's team to beat?
I'd give Coldwater the number one team to beat, especially after watching them. I knew they were going to be good, but watching them Saturday, they have so many weapons. They didn't graduate a whole lot. They have majority of the people back. And they're hitting, they're blocking, their serve receive was almost perfect. Their serving's aggressive. I mean, they really don't have a weak.
They have a new coach up there too, right? Nikki Etzler.
Her second year.
Yeah, second year.
And
Mike's wife, I take it.
Yeah. Mike's on the bench, so yeah.
Nikki, let me see if I get this straight. Nikki went where? Where was Nikki in high school?
ONU. Oh.
She played at Crestview? Was she a Crestview girl?
Might be.
Trying to think.
That might be that Etzler's have Crestview connections.
Well, you and her are the only two coaches in the MAC that didn't go to MAC schools.
Is that right?
Everybody else has a MAC girl in
coach.
Oh. And you're pretty close to MAC school in Botkins. And,
And if she's Crestview,
I think she might have been a Salina Bulldog myself.
Oh, yeah, it might be. I know they were there for a while.
I don't know what her last name is, but
I think it might be Flutter.
Is it Flutter John? She's related to Flutter John.
Yeah, she is, so.
Yeah, Jenny.
Mike's sister.
Is married to Court. Yeah,
married to
Flutter. She played college volleyball at Ohio Northern.
Did she? She had a polar bear?
The bear.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Where'd you play? You didn't play volleyball. You played basketball.
I did. I ended up
playing both, didn't you?
Yeah.
Really?
I went to Western Michigan, and then when I transferred to Division II, I played both.
If Chuck and Kathy are listening, they'll let us know where she's.
They're listening. They always listen.
So you came.
They're our favorite listeners.
So you got D1 out of high school.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The height was. I was a 6'1 point guard, and.
Yeah.
And it was too much. I was homesick.
Yeah.
And ended up getting a little closer and ended up playing. You know, if I didn't go and play volleyball, who knows?
I love your mom and dad, and they just fit right in.
They are awesome.
I mean, they just fit right in. I love them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I love watching your dad, and I did a couple of baseball games with him this year. And with Reese, I mean, your dad gets it with Reese. I mean, was your relationship with Pappy like that in volleyball, and was he that same deal?
Yeah, his favorite line is, I don't really know volleyball, but...
You are not doing this right.
I can just hear him too.
He gives you that every time he sees us. He watches all preseason because he drove the bus for our scrimmages.
And yeah.
Every night. And then, you know, throughout the season. So, but yeah, he was coach in basketball. So
That's right. Absolutely Tony saying that.
Yeah. You talk a little bit about your coaching staff again. You got Travis.
Yep. Travis has a bigger role than usual. If I go into labor, he's taking over.
What do you do?
Sectional.
Oh, that's great. Perfect.
I'm hoping I go early, a week early, and you know it's smooth, and I get right back.
And you'll be back.
Perfect.
You're due during tourney time.
Really, I'd say you have the baby on Friday. You're coaching on Saturday.
Oh yeah,
back at her. Tough it up.
Yeah, that's right.
What the hell?
Or just have it Saturday afternoon, and you can come back on Tuesday.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. So yeah, he'll be taking over, and he's ready and excited and a little nervous too, I think. But yeah. And he also just made the comment to Carly saying, as soon as I take a, you know, as soon as I have to take over, you better be there. And yeah. Carly's like, so Carly's our Sogler's our freshman coach. So yep. It's awesome to have a freshman team.
Absolutely. That is awesome.
And they had a Marion the other night. Mm. Got beat 27-25. They won 26-24 and lost
23-25.
Ooh,
that was
bad. Wow. Yeah, they had some good hitters, I hear.
Yeah, against, and that's it was. Well, I was.
That's pretty good volleyball.
Yeah, that is. It was pretty cool. So, and then your junior high coaches, Charles?
Teresa Leonards is her first year as seventh grade coach, and Donna Bates, it's like, I think she said her 11th.
11th year.
Well, she's done it all.
For here, for Fort Cover, yeah. Right. It's more.
And she's a varsity, I mean, she coached varsity volleyball, right?
Sure.
So that's pretty nice to have somebody down there lead your junior highs.
Yep.
And your numbers are incredible.
Yeah. Junior high, what was it? It was in the 19s. I think now both teams have around 13, seventh grade has 13, and eighth grade might have around that same number.
13. So your philosophy there, Chels, you try to get them all playing time, just work them in as much as you can. And
especially seventh grade.
I mean, you get 13 girls, that's a lot of rotation.
Yeah, I know, it's hard for a coach. I give them a lot of credit and a lot of props for doing what they do, because it's not easy having that many kids to play.
And the rotation part of it. Now, when you go around once and somebody comes in for you once, can you go back in again? Or
you just can't go in for another person.
You just got to go back in for the same one.
It's harder to sub.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than it is for basketball.
Hard to sneak them in. Yeah, in basketball, you can sneak them in for a couple minutes, get them out, and then put them back in. And
you know, when someone says, "Oh, they didn't get much playing time," it's not. That's just how the rotations go.
Right.
You know, if we serve 10 straight in a row, your kid's not in that rotation. You know.
Even having them. Having two per position.
Yeah.
If you go and have a bad round, mm-hmm. he may only get.
You're out for.
You're gonna play very much. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You had a heck of a summer with the girls, and they did a lot of traveling and did a lot of team bonding and stuff that I really think is important, because I think when you get to a certain point, as far as being good, you have to mentally. Got to take it over the top. Yeah. Mental is such an important part of volleyball and any sport.
It's huge, yeah.
But you did a lot of neat things this summer, and you took a team camp. You went to Tennessee, and talk a little bit about that week that you guys spent down there, because that had to be really cool.
My third year. It was Kendra Seifrink's senior year. We went to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Last year we didn't take a big trip. We were just kind of thinking maybe every other year we'll go, you know, a big trip. And this year we went to the University of Tennessee, and I kind of sat down with the seniors in the spring, and I gave them maybe four or five options, and the Tennessee camp worked out with our schedule, and it was a place, a college they wanted to visit. But you know, it's not the competition. We had a couple teams that were pretty good, but we worked with Florida International's coach, was a Division I coach. And then they had Division II coaches there. It wasn't just Tennessee's staff. Mm-hmm. So it was nice. The girls got exposure, for one, and they got the experience that some of them just don't get, you know, with their families. And that's the one thing I've heard from past players is, like, the North Carolina trip, I wouldn't have been able to go to the beach. That was my first time going to the beach. And so we try to look at, you know, a place where they can get better, and then the experience and the team bonding and all that kind of goes together. So it was a great trip.
How does something like that get paid for?
We do a lot of fundraising. We the Midwest Youth Program. Travis and I usually host tournaments for that, so we get paid.
That was the loudest chair.
Jack's got a monster bag.
You can get up there slower.
That wasn't the chair. That was his knees.
See you, Squeaky.
But all the youth stuff that we do brings in money. We do concession
like
stands.
Camp, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. What else was a big... I can't think. We do the flower sale in the spring.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... It kind of takes a hit on our account, but it doesn't take long to build it up. So
probably well worth it.
It is well worth it, and it's and you hit it round the head when you can bond a team and let kids experience something that they would never get to do.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, that just I mean, I seen a picture, the team picture with Pat Summitt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of them kids have no idea who Pat Summitt is.
Yeah,
you know, but you know, you're. They'll remember that, you know, and that's something they always have. And I just thought that was really cool. I thought you really did a nice job with that.
And I think volleyball, you know, and Kelsey's played on a team, you know, and when they made that, they always had a big trip too. You know, they always had, and they did it every other year too, just exactly the same way. They went to Daytona, and you can just tell. I mean, they bond together, and man, you can tell when a team's chemistry is great.
Mm-hmm.
That team will be good.
Yep.
You going back to this year's team and what you got, when you talk about a MAC team and coming in, and how do you, like Paige Jones, we talked a little bit about Paige Jones and how good she is, and she's, where's she going, Michigan?
Michigan.
Well, how do you get prepared? I mean, do you have to, are the kids automatically, everybody knows who Paige Jones is,
yeah.
or everybody knows a MAC game. How do you go about that, Charles?
Well, specifically New Bremen, I think our main goal is not to let the others beat us. And we talked about going in there and scrimmaging them, and, you know, they walked out there. They're always excited to play them, but when they go out there, Paige didn't even hit the ball, and we're down. You know, our service team struggled, and we were down, but it was mainly just, you know, being intimidated. So, mentally, and then I think the first ball she hit, we actually blocked. I think Maddie and Cassidy went up there and blocked her. And, you know, they have the capability of beating her. And she's going to Michigan. You're not going to...
Right. She's going to get hers.
She's going to get, yeah.
Yeah, you ain't going to stop it.
No. Right, but the...
I mean, is there such a thing, like basketball, you double team. Do you double team her? I mean, wherever she goes, you send two girls that way.
We're talking about, she gets a lot of her kills in the back row in our...
Yeah, that's impossible to stop.
I guess our fight will be triple, we're talking about triple blocking her in the back row and always having a double block on her, obviously, on the outside. But we have a defensive crew that...
So there's a way. I mean, there's a way of defending her then.
Yeah. She just, a lot of times she'll jump higher than the block, and there isn't anything you can do about that.
Yeah. Yep.
You just line up the block as best you can, and defensive players just have to kind of get...
Good luck in the back row.
Yeah, that's right.
But
are they allowed to have trampolines?
Bad idea.
Get jump on somebody's back.
Pogo stick.
Time it out.
We always did that when I was in school. Somebody jumped down, I'd jump on her back, and, you know, because I was the littlest guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably were short.
Thanks. How about, so now division, what division are we this year?
Four.
So we're back down.
Yeah.
And that's?
Bad.
Bad.
Really it is out. Bad, but yet. I mean, Coldwater is good.
And cons, yeah.
Coldwater
versus
really
Sales,
good.
OG. We stay away from. And then Minster went up.
They went up?
Really?
Minster, Coldwater versus Sales.
But you got a battle yourself.
Parkway went
Henry
down.
Marion.
St. Henry went down.
I ain't scared of St. Henry.
Yeah.
We're not either.
Bring them home. We gave them the good old whoop four last year.
Yep.
Yeah, we did get them. They got us in tournament, though. Yeah. Great match.
Came back. Great match.
We was there. Elida. No, Kalida.
Yeah. Our experience kind of got to us. I think, you know, we had some sophomores and they did too, but I think we just didn't come out like we should have, and I think they realized that, and that's what we kind of talked about at the beginning of the season. We don't want to be in that position anymore. So but yeah.
So do you got team captains?
The seniors.
All four of them?
Yep.
That's a good call.
Yep. You wimp.
I know. All four of them are.
So do you decide that, or does the team decide that? Or
I decided it this year.
Yeah.
Good.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. It was pretty set forth. I think they
were. Your seniors, I mean, they're going to be, they'll be loud, and I think that's what you want. I mean, out of a senior, you want them to be loud and call stuff out, and let's do this, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. One more break here with Coach Rogers, or Coach Colleague. Always, ain't that something?
It's okay.
And this is also Sports Talk sponsored by Wayne Street Market.
That's big, ain't it?
That is big. Neil, you proud of us?
Yes. Good job.
Thank you. Be right back, Bubba.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Oh, why did you call?
To make sure you still have something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, check out Hastings Auto Sales. They're the best place in the area to look for a used car. If they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. And if your current vehicle needs some work done, just let their skilled technicians take care of it for you. Call them at 375-4617. And don't forget about their professional detailing and wash and wax service. Call them now to make your appointment. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. Tomorrow night, our volleyball team will host the Arcanum Trojans, and we'll simulcast Rob Weaver's coverage of the varsity match starting around 6:30. Friday, the Indians football team will begin their season hosting Sidney Lehman. Fort Recovery Radio's pregame show will begin around 7:10 with the familiar voices of Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns bringing you all the exciting action from Baron Brugge Field. It's the first week of the fall sports season, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast every varsity volleyball and football game again this year. Tomorrow night, we'll bring you volleyball. Then on Friday night, it'll be football. Get all these games you can to cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Down.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, sponsored by Wayne Street Market.
Street Market.
This is an exciting time. How was school today?
Tiring, but great.
Are you kind of wimpy?
But great.
I mean, do you get spoiled at home?
I don't think so.
Yeah, or what do you think, Fee?
How would she know? She was spoiled the whole time she was a kid.
That's true.
I'm sure Tony spoiled her.
Huh? I don't know.
You probably don't see it in Reese at all, do you?
No.
Well, you're a lot cuter than Reese, so I'm going to say...
Reese looks good when he parts his hair like that. I like him.
He like a dude, man.
I've seen your pictures, too. Yeah. Looking good.
Looking good.
He's a cute kid.
Yeah, he's a neat bird, too. Chelsea, this is year four, correct? Or mm-hmm. Yeah, right? How do you see yourself now compared to when you first started? Are you tougher? Do you think you're... Are you still learning...
Basically. Yes. But I think about it all the time. I think about what I did in practices when I was at Lipsick. This will be my 9th year overall, but my first 4 years or so, like, I'll just, the pace of practices, just what you demand, like the energy and the little things. I don't know. I've learned a lot along the way. Playing in college obviously helped, but learning from different coaches and going to these camps each year. And the game just changes so much. The pace only gets quicker. The rules are changing, and I think teams are getting better and players are getting better. So with that being said, I think as a coach, you've got to get better.
Got to step up a little bit, yeah.
I think I've gotten meaner. I'm not a mean coach. Travis kind of sets the tone as far as kind of putting his mean face on, but... I have my moments, but I don't know. I try to stay calm.
Well, I think when you look at a team, when you first get here, you know, you probably, the team that you're bringing up that's not had much success, to now when you know that they want to win, they want to be pushed,
mm-hmm.
And some girls and some guys, I mean, I'm sure Coach V can't tell you the same thing. You really got to push them, and they want to be pushed, you know. And if it's being pushed, man, you know, you got to chew their butt out a little harder, whatever it is.
Have at it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think kids are around here. I think kids are like that.
Yeah.
You, we talked a little bit about your dad and mom and coming to Fort Recovery, and now, you know, your marriage, you got one on the way, and Fort Recovery's home now, you know. And you see yourself as a volleyball coach, but also, you know, you get that town pride going, and you know, you go to all the baseball and basketball games, and and the crowds that our volleyball teams bring. And when we talk about a fun thing to do, get up there and watch these girls play.
It is
play.
Fun, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Volleyball is a fun, and I don't just say that, I'm not being biased, maybe a little, but volleyball is a fun sport to watch, whether you know it or not.
It's
fast paced. Yeah, it is fun.
I can say that I had, until last year before, I had not seen a volleyball game since our state finals in 90 or 91, whatever that was. And I was so wound up at that St. Henry game last year.
Yeah,
that was fun. I'm pretty sure I was dancing and jumping, and man,
we really don't want to see you dance.
No, that's not good. At least,
we kind of enjoy beating St. Henry. Poor cover.
Yeah, it don't matter what it is. That's right. Yeah. You got a great team coming up here, Chelsea, and a lot of expectations are high, and great volleyball, and folks
looking forward to
fun. If you can't make it up to the games, all the games are going to be on PG-14 or FR radio.
Yeah, we'll
simulcast.
We'll be simulcasting WPGW. Yep. If you're in your car, listen to WPGW. We'll be doing the 8 games that Rob Weaver isn't doing, but we'll be simulcasting or broadcasting every game.
So every game of the Fort Carroll Volleyball, no matter where it's at, is going to be on Fort Carroll Radio. We, on the other hand, want you to get your butts up there to watch some great kids.
Yep.
And a program that we're damn proud of.
Yeah, we put it on the radio so you get excited about it, not so you can sit home and listen.
That's right.
We want you to get excited about it and go to the games. That's the whole point of doing the games, get you excited about it and go up and see those kids play.
Yep. Now, always remember, that door is always open, and we want you to come up and talk to us anytime you want.
Mid-season, see how you're doing.
Good luck with everything going on. I know you're, and go home and relax. Put your feet up a little bit, and maybe get a back rub.
Let Hubby have a back rub.
Having massage your feet.
Oh, yeah. That puts you in labor. I don't want that.
No, Brady, stay off the feet.
Stay off the feet, Brady.
Thanks, Chelsea, for coming in. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks for coming in, Chelsea.
We do have a home game tomorrow.
Yes. Arcana.
Hey, home opener tomorrow.
I'm going to be there.
And then next Thursday is our first back home game. So
I love it.
That'll be awesome.
All right.
We'll be right
Thanks
back.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll be right back with the head football coach of your Fort Recovery Indians, Mr. Brent Nieke. Right after this, Bubba and V.
Hi, this is Joyce, deli manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside, and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and JoJo fries. On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The bowling leagues at Miracle Lanes are forming now, and they'll start the second week of September. So get yourself or your team signed up now for one of their fun bowling leagues. The preseason meeting for the women's leagues will be on Wednesday evening, August 23rd at 7 o'clock, and the men's league meeting will be on Thursday, August 24th at 7 o'clock. With several nights and times to choose from, you should be able to find a time that works for you and your friends to get together and have fun. And don't forget to call Miracle Lanes for your favorite food at 375-4274. They're open on Thursdays at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Call Miracle Lanes now to get signed up for one of their men's or women's leagues. Leagues will start in September.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Come join the Cooper Farms team. We are currently seeking individuals for first and third shift turkey and hog loading, as well as first shift egg packaging. Cooper Farms offers a competitive wage and outstanding benefits package. Want to be a part of the Cooper team? Apply online at cooperfarms.com/join our team or in person at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Season tickets for the fall sports are being sold now in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reserve seats for the high school home football games must be claimed by Wednesday, August 31st. Season tickets for football are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And they're once again offering the high school super ticket, which will get you into the home football and volleyball games, plus the boys and girls home basketball games. The super tickets are $135 for adults and only $40 for students. Presale tickets for high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students, and all tickets at the gate will be $7. Tickets for the volleyball games will only be sold at the door, and they'll be $6 for adults and $4 for students. For junior high sports, they're offering a season ticket that will get you into home football and volleyball games. It'll be $15 for adults and only $5 for students, and tickets at the door will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, you can get an all-sports pass for only $25 that will get you into all home high school and junior high games, but will not have a reserved seat for football or basketball games. Head up to the high school office between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. any weekday and get your season tickets for this year's fall sports.
Hey, guy.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night. Bubba and Fee Sports Talk, presented by Wayne Street Market.
Brand
we
sponsor.
Now have the main man of the football team, Mr. Brent Niekamp. How you doing, Brent?
Good, good. Glad to be here, guys. It's that time again.
Ain't that fun? I love it.
That is unbelievable that it's that time of year already. And Brent, you're starting what, year 11?
13.
13. We skipped a couple.
Lucky number 13.
How many years you been teaching?
This will be 15.
15.
You're 15 years from shutting her down.
Well, no, they'll change the rules.
Yeah,
I'll
you're
work
done.
Until
you're 45. Yeah, you're done.
Until
you're
I 45. Just fall over.
Yeah. Yep, 87. Just still be coaching and teaching.
Well, Coach, another year's here, and you're coming off, let's just talk a little bit. You know, 3 years in a row being in the playoffs, and this year's team expectations are pretty high. You got some kids returning. You lost a lot. You got some kids returning, Coach, and a schedule that's pretty brutal. But you know what? Talk a little bit about how it's going so far and ready for Friday night.
Well, expectations are high, and they're really, that comes from our kids' expectations. You know, our players, have high expectations that we're going to go out every Friday and compete really hard and have a chance to win, no matter who we're lined up against. And it's been going really well. This is a really good senior class. We got 12 guys, and they did a great job leading our workouts throughout the summer. That's a big thing. Each of them has their own team, and they try to get guys to workouts and things like that through the summer, and that went really well. And it's carrying over into camp and into practice. We're a couple years removed from that state team, but there's four of these guys played some significant minutes on that team. Will, and of course Andrew and Matt, and also Ryan Braun. Mm-hmm. And people forget a little bit that Ryan played some tight end that year and caught a few passes. So those guys have a mentality for how we approach things on a day-to-day basis that is kind of, you know, you put on your big boy pants and go to work and get after it. And a lot of the other seniors fall right into that mode, and it's really, it's cool when you have that. And you know, Will gets a lot of attention, and I almost hate to talk about him specifically because of that, but one of the things that's nice about a kid like that is there is no question. You know, coaches bring it up all the time. You're going to have a good team when your best player is your hardest worker. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no question. And that puts him in a great place to lead, and everybody feeds off of that energy. Mm-hmm. So then we have a lot of guys that approach things that way now and makes workouts intense, and that's how you get better.
We'll talk about Will and but you talk about 12 seniors, and when you look at your program's numbers, Brent, impressive.
Yeah, we have 59 guys, which is...
Who would have thought that?
That's incredible, isn't it? That's awesome. I remember we used to think if you got 40, that was awesome.
For a lot of years, 40 was a good number. 40
was a great number.
Yeah, 30 was pretty well, low 30s was standard for a long time.
I definitely remember years in the low 30s, and a lot of times we were in the mid to high 30s or low 40s. And now here we are at 59. So it's kind of an adjustment,
yeah,
you know.
I do.
Fortunately, we were able to hire another coach to help accommodate all those guys, and we've had to restructure our practices a little bit.
Yeah,
because we were just
things you just don't think about. I mean,
Well, if you got 40 guys, or if you got 35 guys, and you're going in a drill where you go 11 on 11. And you got 15 or so guys that are sitting there watching, maybe rotating in and out on the scout team or whatever, and then you switch it around. Well, once that number grows to, like last year we had in the low 50s, there was too many guys out
standing
of that group,
there,
you know?
Around.
And so we talked about it in the off season. We said, you know, we're probably going to have more guys next year, so we got to figure out how to make it more productive for everybody. And that included adding a coach, and I think it works pretty well.
So as you as a player, Brent, you never had numbers like this.
No.
And you as a coach have never had numbers like this. So do you go back to your college years and think about how everyone was handled back then?
Or? Not really, because it's still different in that in college you only played one side of the ball. Yeah. You only practiced one thing. I mean, our coaching staff then was like 10 guys. Mm. So you had a guy who was just the linebackers coach. We still have, you know, coaches that coach both sides of the ball, players that play both sides of the ball. So it's still a little different in that respect. I just think about how it makes sense, you know, to try to put it together and keep more guys active.
So like you say, when you're having 11 on 11, you know, and so do you have other things for the guys are doing? I mean, are they doing drills or trying to do other things where you do have that many guys standing around?
Well, now we'll go two groups of 11 on 11.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. When we get to that period,
do
of
a
practice,
couple plays and we'll, then we'll move the other group
we'll
in?
We'll split the field.
Okay.
So we'll have, it's almost like a JV field and a varsity field.
So both of
so
you.
So 44 guys, and then you still got another 15 guys.
Ain't that something? That's awesome.
Rotating in and out, which, yeah, it is awesome. But that's taking a little adjustment with, okay, which coaches are going to go with which field and who's going to watch what. But I think we're getting there.
Good.
And I think it's productive.
Everybody dressing Friday nights?
Oh, yeah.
So we got to take a couple buses now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. We're loading up.
Yeah,
we're no longer the what was that team on the Hoosiers that had that one bus, a church bus? Now we got a convoy of buses.
We got a convoy going.
That's really cool stuff. Brent, Will Holman is, but you have some senior kids that, Andrew Stocker, Keeser, kids that are pretty dang good football players.
Great football players.
That you're going to rely on. And talk a little bit about your seniors, and you talked a little bit about being leaders, but they're individually.
Okay, yeah. Well, we know a lot about Will, and I already kind of mentioned him. Andrew Stocker, everybody watched him kind of grow up in the program, and he was a kid that in a lot of years he would have played right away as a freshman. And he did play as a freshman, but it wasn't until the end of his freshman year. It was like in the playoffs he played. And I really feel like we were able to get him ready. And then he was effective then. And then, of course, his sophomore year, he has a great year. Last year, he gets more attention. Stats don't look as good, but everybody knows who he is. Everybody we know, everybody we play is like, we got to block for number 44 with two guys. Yeah. I just hope he can continue. I hope we can use him in some ways that accentuates his talents. I'm excited about him. I think Matt Keese is really an underrated player that we have. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's you wouldn't believe how strong he is. You know, everybody knows that Andrew is really strong, but Matt's right there. And those guys have competitions in the weight room back and forth. Matt weighs like 240 pounds, and he can do 20 chin-ups. he's a monster.
I can do 20 chin-ups, but it's taken me the last 20 years.
And so, and Matt, you know, Matt was a starter as a sophomore on that offensive line, and he played some defense for us, and he's just gotten better each year. And I don't know if you were at the scrimmage Friday, but when we needed yards, we ran to the left side right behind Ball Matt.
I think our fans understand how good he is. I'm not sure that some other people do, and scouts and that kind of thing, but recruiters, all
I
that.
Think,
but,
I think like what
our fans love that kid.
Like what you're saying, Neil. I mean, I think there's so many fans out there that they don't really understand. You know, how come Andrew ain't making all the tackles? You know, they don't realize he's got two guys on him always.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, and Keese is going to do the same thing. You know, they're going to have to pick up double teams, but sooner or later somebody's going to get in, going to be open when these guys are getting double teams. And that's something you don't know. I mean, you know, people aren't looking at that. You know, looking at the line and saying, you know, gosh, it's the second quarter and he ain't tackled it. You know, he hasn't sacked anybody yet. What's going on? Well, this is what's going on.
Right, right. If a team wants to make sure that one guy doesn't get a sack, they can do that.
They
give up something else, but they can make sure that happens. Yeah. They can say, we're going to make you beat us this way.
Yeah, and I think the last couple of years we've had players that could make them pay for that.
Right.
Where, you know, they double-team this guy, and you still have, instead of some yo-yo out there strolling in, you got another monster coming at you. So how are you going to stop all
of it? A really good example of how that worked was 2 years ago when Andrew and Adam LaFever both had really high numbers in sacks. Because it was, if this guy didn't get you, this one was going
to. The other one was going to,
So I hope we can find a combination like that with this group, too.
You lost arguably the best football player to ever come out of our school, and Caleb Martin, and now you replace him with it looks like senior Cade Wendell is going to be your starting quarterback Friday night, and that kid has, you know, it's amazing to watch him progress too, because you know he started out playing defensive back for you, and now he's your quarterback and a tough kid.
He's doing really, really well. His competitiveness is starting to come out. You can tell that he's a guy who's played, you know, he's played at a high level in baseball. He's been really competitive in basketball throughout his career, and he's just bringing that to football. You know, he's a guy who understands his job really well, stays calm when things are getting tough, and executes. So I'm excited about him. He's also gotten physically more mature. He's bigger and stronger.
He has gotten stronger,
and he's more confident. So I like where he is. He gives us a running threat at quarterback, which I think is valuable. He's obviously, he doesn't have the arm that Caleb does, but most kids don't. You know, that's like 99% of kids don't have that arm. But I think he gives us a lot at quarterback, and I really, really like the kind of steady hand that he has there. He's not afraid to make a mistake trying to make a play. That's what you have to have.
Now running your offense, coach. I mean, quarterback's huge because he's making a lot of decisions out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's got to make the call. He's got to look and see. You know, and I think Cade's your guy. I mean, I think that was a good choice, being a senior. And like you said, he's a competitor.
Yeah, and he does those things really well. I think it was our first touchdown that we scored last Friday in our scrimmage. You know, the ball was on like the 3-yard line. We had a run play called, and he saw something and stood up and zipped it to Ryan Braun, and we scored the touchdown that way.
Yeah.
Now, I probably would tell him in a game just to run the ball.
Yeah.
But it was neat to see him. Those are the things that we're telling him to take advantage of.
Yeah.
And he sees it and goes, okay, I'm going to take it. I'm not afraid to take a chance and try to make a play.
Yeah.
So I it's easy, I think, if you got a kid who's like that and you got to pull him back a little bit, than a kid who's afraid to pull the trigger when they have those.
It's got to be a lot easier to make that kid that's hard. Yeah. It's scared to pull like the trigger. Is. Yeah, I would have to think so, too.
Let's take a break. We're coming right back. Coach Niekamp on the Wayne Street Market Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee right after this.
Hi, this is Joyce, deli manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside, and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and JoJo fries. On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The bowling leagues at Mary Kalane's are forming now, and they'll start the second week of September. So get yourself or your team signed up now for one of their fun bowling leagues. The preseason meeting for the women's leagues will be on Wednesday evening, August 23rd at 7 o'clock, and the men's league meeting will be on Thursday, August 24th at 7 o'clock. With several nights and times to choose from, you should be able to find a time that works for you and your friends to get together and have fun. And don't forget to call Miracle Lanes for your favorite food at 375-4274. They're open on Thursdays at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Call Miracle Lanes now to get signed up for one of their men's or women's leagues. Leagues will start in September.
Come drive with the Cooper Farms team. All new Class A CDL drivers hired at the Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms will receive a $500 sign-on bonus after 30 days of employment. We are actively seeking second shift feed delivery drivers. These positions require a valid Class A CDL and offer a competitive wage, outstanding benefits package, and allow you to be home daily. To learn more information or to apply, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team or visit us at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
The local Methodist churches from Fort Recovery, Erastus, and Coldwater invite you to a steak dinner that will be held at the Fort Recovery American Legion on Saturday, August 26th from 4:30 to 7:30. Your meal includes steak, mashed potatoes and gravy, your choice of corn or green beans, along with coleslaw, a dinner roll, a dessert, and a beverage. Adult meals are only $9 each, and small meals are only $6 each, and carryouts are available. Tickets for this steak dinner will be available at the door or ahead of time from any member of the three Methodist churches. Proceeds from the dinner will be used to support the ministries of the three churches. Don't miss this steak dinner from the Fort Recovery Coldwater and Erastus Methodist churches at the Legion just north of Fort Recovery on Saturday, August 26th from 4:30 to 7:30.
Do they say on that Wayne Street Market that the heat is rising and so are our prices?
Yeah, I think what they meant is it's getting hot and so are our prices. They got hot prices.
Hot prices
aren't rising.
Or their food's hot. They got meat and cheese tray that they donate that to the show.
That's part of the presented by Wayne Street Market.
Yes, sir. Right. We love Brad's them. Brad's going wide open. Oh, we're got stuff hanging out of his mouth.
Two old trays already.
We're on our third tray. We're wiping them out.
I do want to say one thing, is that our athletic director for a number of years, Barb Saltmine,
yep,
who is a friend of all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And her husband, yep, Bernie, who we all love.
Love him.
Well, Barb's dad passed away. A great guy. I bowled with him great for guy, years. Yep. And his viewing was tonight, Coach. And I think you and Dad went over there. And
yeah,
and,
yeah, we went and over. Kim went over. Hello.
And we want to just, our hearts and prayers are with Barb and Bernie and the Clark family and the Saltmine family. And
absolutely.
We're thinking about them.
Yep.
So, Coach, we open up Friday night. We got Sidney Lehman, a team that is really good.
Solid.
And it's a great opener for us. And you talk about your senior leadership, and we've touched base on four or five of them. Let's talk about the rest of them.
Yeah, I want to make sure I hit all these guys because they've
been working hard.
They've done a great job. Cassius Metzger, he stepped in.
Linebacker?
Last year at linebacker. Played some for Tyler Atchison. Played a little inside, played a little outside. He's going to play some linebacker and some H-back this year. He's a kid with a great attitude, works really hard in practice. Kurt Gruby played. He stepped in and played quite a bit last year also when Tyler was hurt. So, you know, it looks like we graduated 4 out of 5 offensive linemen last year, and we did, although we had some guys who were playing when guys were banged up. Right. Kurt played meaningful minutes for us, and so did junior Brandon Segrist, and that helped those guys' development. Kurt's really developed. I think he's come a long way as a lineman, and I really feel confident in what he can do at guard. Ethan Chain is... I think he's one of our best leaders. He's really a no-nonsense, go-to-work kind of guy. He's a guy that played tight end last year. We moved him. to offensive line this year to give us more depth there. He's starting at right tackle, and he's doing a great job. I think he's really he likes the physical part of the game. He's taken over at middle linebacker for Tyler, and I think he can kind of fit into that mold. You know, he's not quite as big as Tyler, but he's physical and he's smart and he's tough, and that those are good attributes for that kind of a player. Ryan Braun, I mentioned Brawny, you know, being a guy who played some as a sophomore, and he's a lot like Ethan. Those two guys are good friends, and they got similar personalities in that they like going to work every day. They like getting after it. They like being coached hard and told how they can get better. We had high hopes for him last year at receiver, and he didn't stay healthy, and that was a problem for him. Late in the season, we moved him to linebacker. When we played Ada, we felt like he could help us in coverage, and it was kind of like he was kind of resurrected. Yeah. You know, that kind of made his season for him. Yep. And so he's playing outside linebacker for us too. Trevor Vaughn, we moved to wide out, thinking, you know, he's a big target. We can use him out there sort of in jump ball situations. He's also pushing for time at that defensive end. And he's a kid that's so easy to like, you know. Yeah. He comes out there every day with a great attitude, and he's just a fun guy to be around. Mm-hmm. Adam Byram plays offensive line and defensive line. And Adam, you know, I really appreciate these guys that are very accepting of what their role is going to be on the team. Yeah. And when we had our meeting last fall or last winter, Adam said, I know what my role is. My role is to be the best practice player I can possibly be and help make our starters better. And I want to do that. I want to help my team that way. And I know that's what I got to do. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great kid.
So he's embracing that, and I'm proud of him for it.
Have we had over the years a lot of kids like that, or a lot of them kind of saying, Coach, I think you're using me wrong. I need to be this or this or this.
No, that I think having that attitude out of more guys is one of the main reasons that we're doing better than what we used to do, because guys understand really working and earning and waiting their turn to be a contributor, and that it's not about so much me, what can I do to be a star? It's what can I contribute? And any contribution I make is good.
Yes.
If it's as a practice player, good.
Yep.
If it's a guy that's got to carry the ball 20 times a game, good. Just contribute what you can to the best of your ability. And if you do that, you have everybody's respect.
Yep.
And coaches are going to look at you and say, this guy does what he can. We like him. He's one of us. And everybody in the locker room does that.
Well, if you didn't have kids like that, then you wouldn't have 59 kids out for football.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
and I was hoping that was the answer you're going to give.
Absolutely.
And it seemed like it, but you just
kids
don't.
Are really starting to get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and our level of play has gotten so much better and so high level now. You know, the kids like to buy them. You know, it 8-10 years ago, he starts for you. You know, but now, I mean, we're just getting so good that a kid like him, pretty good player.
Yeah.
But for him to be able to do that, to go to practice and go to work every day and make them starters better, that's a great kid.
Yep. And I appreciate that role. I mean, I got to play a role kind of like that on our state basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Like my job every week was to beat up Chuck Benn.
Yep.
Yep.
And then watch
you
him,
and
then sit
you
on the
and
bench
Chris Rammel.
Watch him score 30 points.
Yeah. You
exactly.
And, yeah.
That's
you and,
it. That,
you
that's
and Chris Rammel just beat the heck out of him.
You'd have got 10 off me.
And every that's right. And everybody, you know, and the big thing about when that happens to a team, I think it's really important when the players on the team appreciate that. Like, everybody's appreciated based on what they can contribute.
Yeah.
And it's not okay if you need to be contributing and you're not.
Yeah.
Or that kind of thing. But hey, if you're doing everything you can, everybody looks at that guy and goes, hey, we like him. He's one of us.
Yeah, right.
Max Klingshern, he's had a rough string of luck here. He's had shoulder issues, and he's just gotten back to practice. He was punting for us last year. He's kind of in a battle now because Josh Mullenkamp's punting so well for us now. But I hope Max can battle back into that.
Well, it's tough when you ain't playing.
It's just,
yeah, it's hard to get it.
But you can bet Max is another one of them kids.
He's a gamer. He wants to win.
Yeah.
He's a team guy.
He gets it.
He's a big team guy.
Yeah. We talked about Cade, talked about Will. Oh, the last guy, Nathan Thornhill. He's another one of those. He's a role player. He's going to get some playing time. He's playing some corner for us. He's our number two running back right now behind Will, and he's like an opportunist, you know.
Yeah,
like he knows I'm going to get this many shots at it, and when I get a shot, I'm going to go
full bore, a thousand miles an hour, you know.
They were the great guys to watch,
yeah. Because you know Will's going to get however many carries he gets, and maybe Thorny gets four, but those four are going to be all he's got.
He's going to give you everything,
and,
he's
you know. And then defensively and playing special teams, he's one of those kids that coaches really love because he's gutsy.
Yeah.
So what number is he? I want to watch that guy.
40.
That's the guy I want to watch. I don't know him. Don't know his family, but I want to watch that guy.
He's got some kind of problem with his foot right now that he's still walking around in a walking boot. And the doctor said, well, it's something that we've got to get fixed later, but you can still play with it. It's just going to bother you. So like when we had our 7-on-7 against Arcanum, he comes walking out to the 7-on-7 with a walking boot on, takes it off, puts his cleats on, goes in a corner, breaks up two passes, and those guys are looking at each other like, what is this? But that's just, he doesn't think twice about it. He gets done. Oh, I got to ice this and put my boot back on.
I'll stick your boot back. I'll be ready.
Hey, I got a broken foot, but I'm all right.
I'll be back tomorrow.
So, that's a heck of a group of
people. I don't know him, but I love him.
Yeah. we're talking about the seniors. What about your kicking game? Who is your field goal kicker?
Right now, we would be going with Kobe.
Kobe Wendell.
Kobe.
What grade's Kobe in?
He's a freshman.
Kobe Wendell was our field goal kicker. Extra point.
He might be 100 pounds.
I was going to say, he very big. Yeah.
Well, in the scrimmage last week, we were tied at the end of the third quarter, which is three quarters is what we were playing varsity. We tie the game at 40-40, which means we gave up way too many points. But with 20 seconds to go, he comes in with a chance to win the game with the extra point, and he pounds it right through.
All right. That's all we got to have.
He's very consistent, and he really works at it. So he's one that I think as he gets bigger and stronger, he's going to be a tremendous kicker because he's got the technique.
He's got it.
He just needs, when he gets the strength, that thing's going to fly off of his foot.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, being Dougie's son, Dougie has had him watching videos for the last 5 years on technique.
Dougie will give him every chance possible to be a good kicker.
Well,
he needs camps if he needs anything.
I think he's been doing a lot of work on the outside.
Yes, absolutely.
He's benefiting from it. The other guy that's been kicking for us some, we've been rotating back and forth, and we're going to use him on kickoffs, is Ian Holman.
Okay.
And Ian kicks the ball real well. He's got a stronger leg than Kobe does. He's maybe not quite as consistent with the extra points, but he's real close.
Mm-hmm.
So those two guys, you know how that stuff can go.
Absolutely.
Back and forth throughout the year. Somebody tweaks an ankle or something here or there. You just love to have that depth. Yeah. And then we kind of have the same thing with our punters. You know, Max punted for us last year, did a nice job. Josh does a great job. He's really kicking the ball well right now. And Max is getting healthy. So between those two guys,
right.
I mean, it's going to depend on who's kicking well at what times of the season. It's just a luxury to have that kind of depth.
Yeah, I remember not very many years ago when it came to kickoffs or kicking extra point or punting.
We just hope they didn't score touchdowns.
Yeah, everybody in our crowd is thinking, okay, is it going to go 2 feet?
But that's also part of having team speed, too, and just overall program.
So
let's take another break. We'll come back, Coach Niekamp. We're going to talk about the season and Friday night, Sidney Lehman's opponent.
Right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call
Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
This is Ashley Ports with LuLaRoe with Ashley and Friends, inviting you to join me and my friends at the St. Henry American Legion on Sunday, August 27th from 1 to 4 p.m., where you'll find not only me, but representatives from Keep Collective, 31 Bags, Lip Sense, and more. Spend the afternoon with us as we raise money for a great organization, the St. Henry American Legion, so they can continue spreading the goodwill in the community. That's Sunday, August 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the St. Henry Legion. We'll see you there.
Hey, we was talking a little bit about Cade Wendell.
Yes, sir.
Cade's playing baseball.
Lake Erie College.
Got him a sign. How neat was that?
Yep.
That's awesome. That kid worked hard. He deserves that.
Yeah.
He's playing baseball at
D2.
Gleeck.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Congratulations, Cade. And
Cade's awesome.
It is. That's just near enough.
That is, baby.
That's neat. So, we open up Friday. You know that?
I'm aware.
About 2 days away, huh?
I can't believe it.
Well, now you tell him.
So, tomorrow, pregame, what do you do tomorrow?
Tomorrow we will be on the field for less than an hour. Just walking through, you know, what we're going to see. Different personnel groups, you know, maybe little last-minute tweaks here or there. Hey, you know, we want to make sure we remember this play that they run or that kind of thing. Make sure we're set on all the special teams and then go home and rest up and get ready to go.
Ready to go.
We scrimmaged at home Indian Lake, a team that's really good. Also, our scrimmage schedule was perfect. Really good teams that were two different type teams.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to play a layman team that has a very good quarterback and a really, I mean, he was tougher than hell last year.
Oh, he tore player. Us up last year. He's a tough kid. Real good runner. Real good runner. Effective passer. And they got a nice running back in the backfield, too. And they did some things that gave us trouble. Took us a while to adjust. So, and the other thing about them is they're hungry. You know, they got this one circled on their calendar, and
huge game for them and us.
Yeah.
Is their quarterback young? Am I remembering the right team? Was their quarterback young, like a freshman or sophomore last year?
Yeah, I think he's a junior now.
Okay.
They got a whole bunch of seniors and juniors. They're kids that have been playing a while. Like the first time we played them, a lot of their good players were sophomores. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago when we first played them. And now those guys are seniors, and they're confident, and they look athletic. So it should be a great game. You know, I think we're ready, but we're going to have to play well.
When you look at the overall MAC and our situation this year, moving up to Division VI and being in with the teams that we're in, but you know what? You don't even worth thinking about that stuff. You know, you think about how we're going to get better, right?
Right. It doesn't do you any good to dwell on
that.
You know, it didn't do us any good when we were at the bottom of the pack trying to worry about that kind of stuff. The answer then was get better.
Yeah.
Get better however you can. And the answer right now is get better.
Yeah. Your coaching staff this year, Coach, let's talk a little bit about them.
Well, it's a little different because Dave Blockberger is on a volunteer role now, so he's not around near as much. So play calling on offense has gone to Toby, And I'll make sure everybody hears that so they know who to complain about.
Absolutely.
Toby Metzger.
Toby
419.
There
you go.
So he's kind of stepping into Block's role. We still got Tyler Webker and Smoke, and those guys do an awesome job.
Yeah.
And they were such good pickups for us. Tyler does defensive ends and tight ends, and Smoke coaches D tackles and then an offensive line with me. Then we hired to fill Toby's position, which was wide receivers and corners. We hired Greg Stoll, and Greg is from Walpauk. He's he just started his second year teaching at Ansonia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He coaches baseball there. He's an assistant baseball coach there, and they didn't have an opening, you know, on their football staff, and he saw the opportunity to coach with us, and I talked to him, and we know some of the same people, and I think he's a really good fit for us.
Good.
With wideouts and corners. And then we got that that extra position to hire, and we hired Speedy Shane, and he's also working with wideouts and corners. So those guys, and Speedy as a player, and he's still this way because he keeps bugging us when his huddle password expired. He was texting me and Toby every day, like, you got to get me back on huddle because I can't see the film. And he's, you know, after he graduated, he's still watching the film, and he's texting Toby and, hey, you guys got to play this way better with the corners.
Yeah.
So he's just like he's a football head, which is exactly what you want, because he walks into those meetings and he knows, he knows what's going on right now.
Yeah.
I remember the first coaching meeting we had. I was talking about a coverage adjustment that I wanted. I said, I drew up a formation. I said, because teams were beating us with this pass pattern. And he goes, yeah, St. John's killed us on that twice 2 years ago. Like that.
He knew it right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's, you love that.
Those
kind
of stuff.
Guys.
Those
guys
want.
They do a great job with the players. They're very positive. And we get along really well. So that makes it really fun.
Yeah.
You know, everybody enjoys being around each other and working together.
You, man, we talk about the MAC and how good it is, and it is really good again this year. And you know, Coldwater Marion, through Coldwater Marion.
Yeah.
But when you look at the overall MAC, you would think, and I may be foolish, that Coldwater, who lost 20-some seniors again, they're going to be good. I don't know how great they're going to be.
Yep.
And Marion Local, who lost a bunch, but then they got back Bruins at quarterback and Dirksen at line.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that Marion Local would probably be odds-on favorite to me to win the league this year. Now, with that being said, I ain't scared of them teams.
Well,
are you scared?
No, you're not scared of anybody.
I'm scared. I mean, I'm scared of some things, but
snakes.
You know, we played Coldwater pretty good last year.
As long as that Dirksen kid ain't blocking me, I ain't scared.
Well,
I have a little hard time because I'm nose to nose with him.
If you look at you looked at last year's games, two games that I thought we really looked not a team that we couldn't handle was Marion Local, because their line dominated us.
Yeah.
And St. Henry. I thought St. Henry's line dominated us last year as well.
St. Henry played really
but
well.
But Coldwater didn't.
No.
You know, it's just, I don't know.
The thing about how that stuff is going to go throughout the season is none of that's ever static. You know, like, this team loses this many seniors, this team loses this many seniors.
It don't matter.
But it doesn't. It's not like that's a measuring point where everything just stops.
No.
People keep changing. Some guys develop, some guys don't. Some guys stay healthy and do really well, some guys get hurt. There's no way to gauge how that stuff's going to change. So even from week one to week three to week seven on through, that's constantly changing.
Yeah.
And part of the reason the teams you're mentioning are so successful is because they do that better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
As far as they keep getting better. They keep getting better. All of a sudden, this team that everybody goes, well, they lost all their seniors and they got all these guys back who were playing JV last year.
Mid-season, they're
well, guess
tremendous.
What? By week three, they look pretty good.
They're all of a sudden winning.
You know, it just
who
continues.
Lose?
And that's, you know, that's what we try to do, too. We're trying to just keep developing.
Like you said, get better each day.
That's one of those things you got with the year you won the state championship was Speedy and Tanner and some of those guys, you know, they didn't play much varsity their junior year.
Right, right.
And bam, there they are, and they are great.
And week one that year, they weren't state
very good. No.
They were okay.
Exactly.
You know,
they were okay.
Right. Yeah. They had a long ways to go.
But those guys.
But by week five.
Tournament time. They really got dialed in. Yeah.
So that's how that goes for each team is so hard to, you know, nobody can figure that
never
out.
Know.
A lot of it is work and attitude, and that's Speedy Shane.
Yeah.
And with him having.
Speedy Shane's an idiot.
Having him. Yeah. Yeah, he is. But man, what a guy. But having him on your coaching staff, man.
That can't hurt.
All you have to do is say, there he is. That's the guy.
Love him. You know, we talk, Brent, about these kids, and then your junior high coaches are?
Junior high coaches are Kevin Eich, heads it up, and Craig Garman, Cody Feely, and Darian Sheffer.
Oh, that's perfect, man.
Yeah, it's a really good bunch of guys. They
lost Greg, got Darian.
Yeah. So it's I say it all the time. I love having... I love coaching with these guys that I coached before.
Former players.
Yeah.
Right.
I tell you what, you got a bunch of them. That's awesome.
And it's neat. It's good for me as a coach because they're guys I can absolutely trust. You know, I know that they're loyal to the program and that they're going to do their best, the best job that they can. And it makes me feel really good that those guys still want to be around it.
Yeah,
you know that's the attitude they have towards it. And
well, their head coach did a pretty good job.
Be part of it.
You did a good job, right?
It makes me feel really good. And it, you know, even if I had nothing to do with it, I'll just still take it that it makes me feel good.
Absolutely. We talk about building a program, okay? And we talk about this program and where it went, where it was, where it is now, and where we want to take it. And it cannot happen without the support of a community.
Yeah.
And you had a golf outing a couple weeks ago
fantastic.
That you don't even advertise. You put something on Facebook, say, hey, the golf tournament is August the 5th. Text me your teams, and we'll go from there. And then about 2 weeks later, you say, hey, don't forget the August team. And then all of a sudden, the next day, I got room for one team.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
And we have.
I talked to him 2 weeks ago. He says, I think I got like 28 teams already. I said, Jesus.
Yeah. It ends up with, I think we had 32 or 33 teams.
Yeah.
And we just had a fabulous
great time. Yeah.
Great made time. A lot of money for the football program.
Yep.
And you see all the old players out there. And it's just, I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it.
It is fun.
And you got to love it.
You know, that ties right into what I was saying about those guys coaching. It's so much fun to get together with guys that you played with. For me, it's like, it's awesome for, you know.
Across the board.
Yeah. Guys that I played with, guys that I coached, and now guys that I coach with.
Yep.
And it doesn't pretty get cool. much better than that. You know, one of the things we say at the beginning of each season is what you're doing here, the biggest thing you're going to take away from this whole experience are the relationships.
Yeah. Yep.
Player to player, player to coach, player to opponent.
Yeah.
You know, that's all important. When you're done and old guys like us sitting around talking about it afterwards, right. Those relationships are still right there.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to see that over the years because, you know, that's...
You know, that's the neatest thing about, to me, about football. Back in the day, you know, I look at my class. I had a bunch of guys that were big and that were so unathletic, but they could have played football. You know, there's guys that didn't do any sports, but that's what football brought to Fort Recovery to me. I think there's so many little guys, big guys, you know, that would never play a sport, would not get that camaraderie with the kids, you know, when you have that. Just like you said, that teammate thing and the coach thing, that's something that most of those kids, if we didn't have football right now, they wouldn't be in it.
I mean,
an Andrew Stalker, that would be terrible. I mean, that kid is such a great athlete but, you know, if he ain't got football,
he wouldn't
who
be.
Knows? You know
he might have been a baseball player, but he wouldn't have been a basketball player.
It's really cool, and that's the great thing about football is you got 11 guys on the field at one time, so you could have a really important job. You might only get on the field for 3 or 4 plays, but you're still contributing. You still have a role to play, and I think it took us a while to kind of figure that out. And part of it is kind of being a basketball community.
Yeah.
People tend to look at, you know, who are your best 5 guys?
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Yeah.
So it's half the guys and then role players, you know, two more guys. Well, that's only 7. Well, in football, you need like 20.
Exactly.
Even role players or whatever.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, if you could, you know, a guy can play a role and get fired up on a Friday night if he's on the kickoff team. That's all he has to
Absolutely.
Be on.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to go down and I'm going to make a play on this. I'm going to help my team. And it's important. So I love that part of it, that it draws all those guys in. Think about those linemen that we had last year. A lot of those guys didn't play any other sports.
Exactly.
And they probably wouldn't if it wasn't for football.
Double cheese bold.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
He did bowl. He went to the district or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Not barely regional.
Yeah. And he lost his finger, I think. Something like that. How about that kid?
But that's the awesome thing about football.
It is awesome.
And I tell those players at the beginning of every season, day one, I talk about those relationships. I talk about, you know, my relationship with a guy like Joe Bruins is that Joe is always my coach.
Yeah,
right. Forever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter exactly. How old I get, he's still yep. Coach Bruins to me
right. Yep.
Because of the things that we did together and went through, and that's just a special relationship.
Yep.
Guys that I played with on those teams, Chris Guggenbiller and Scott Dilworth and Clark May and those guys, they're always going to be my teammates.
Always.
Ever. Forever and ever.
Always.
Yep. So I have that. I feel so lucky because I have that in so many areas with college coaches and everything. So I want to...
Well, I just got a text here. Kathy Etzer said, Corey Lichtensteiger said, make sure you tell Brent good luck. And that's another guy, you know. And here's
Nate,
a guy.
And who, Nate.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Who plays in the NFL from Crestview.
Yep.
Who's telling Coach Nikkei, hey, make sure you tell Brent good luck this season.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He ran that camp for years when he was playing. And a lot of our kids started going up there. Well, then he started to get in contact with me. And just a super class guy saying thanks, sending these guys up. So then... Well, 1 year I went up and hung out at the camp and, you know, just hung out with him and, is it Harrington or Joe? Who's the outside linebacker? I can't, I'm looking right at him, but I'm going to mess up his name.
LeVar Harrington.
No, the kid from Purdue.
Oh, okay. All right.
Shoot. I feel stupid now because I forgot his name.
Well,
but I got to hang out with two NFL guys all day.
That is pretty cool.
those are other relationships that you build.
Yeah.
That
and you see, you can so see cool. it. You can also see it like, you know, you were a feel-good story. Fort Recovery was a feel-good story 3 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And 2 years ago. Now we ain't a feel-good story. People want to beat our ass.
Well, nobody wants to play us.
No. Well,
I mean, according to... We talked to AD last week. You know, Kurt says it's tough for us to get a game. You know, like we used to aim by plus. You know, but now it's like, oh, you guys are, you know, you're kind of powerhouse. Right.
The end zone is in the
yeah, they don't want no part of us anymore. You know, and that's right. You know, we talked about the schedule because it's brutal. I mean, there's no doubt it's brutal, but we're going to play 10 teams, and we're as good as every one of them.
Yeah.
You know, we can beat any of them teams. You know, just like you said, we ain't scared of them, but. It's a
in a way we earned the schedule.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and that's something to be actually feel pretty good about.
Yeah.
We just, you know,
keep stepping up, get better.
Let's take a break. One more. We'll take this break. We'll come back, finish it up. Coach Nate Camp. He's got to get to bed. We got first day of school. You tired?
I got bags under my eyes.
Chelsea was tired when she was there.
I'm not tired.
Her feet were swelling up.
I'm tired from my kids at home. No.
Bubba and Fee.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
The bowling leagues at Miracle Lanes are forming now and they'll start the second week of September. So get yourself or your team signed up now for one of their fun bowling leagues. The preseason meeting for the women's leagues will be on Wednesday evening, August 23rd at 7 o'clock. And the men's league meeting will be on Thursday, August 24th at 7 o'clock. With several nights and times to choose from, you should be able to find a time that works for you and your friends to get together and have fun. And don't forget to call Miracle Lanes for your favorite food at 375-4274. They're open on Thursdays at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Call Miracle Lanes now to get signed up for one of their men's or women's leagues. Leagues will start in September. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. Tomorrow night, our volleyball team will host the Arcanum Trojans, and we'll simulcast Rob Weaver's coverage of the varsity match starting around 6:30. Friday, the Indians football team will begin their season hosting Sidney Lehman. Fort Recovery Radio's pregame show will begin around 7:10 with the familiar voices of Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns bringing you all the exciting action from Barron Brugge Field. It's the first week of the fall sports season, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast every varsity volleyball and football game again this year. Tomorrow night, we'll bring you volleyball. Then on Friday night, it'll be football. Get all these games you can to cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
All right, we're back here. Sports talk. Coach Nick Camp's got to get home. He's got to give his... How about your kids? Are they awesome or what?
They're awesome.
Well, they're getting into this football thing now.
Yeah.
Charlie's an official manager.
Oh,
yes.
I love it.
She's pretty
awesome.
She runs the whole thing.
Yeah, she does.
And Andy, he gets out there once in a while and helps out, so it's fun. It's awesome for me to get to have them around while I'm at practice and at games.
Kim probably likes it, too.
Yeah.
Give her a little break, too.
That's right. Coach, we just want to, we'll turn it over to you here before we get going. And Friday night, if our crowd is any indication of what we had for our first scrimmage,
wow,
then you better get there early if you want to sit down.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That was awesome to see that turn out for the first scrimmage. And it's awesome that people are excited. And, I can't help it. I keep thinking back to, I remember when there was nobody in the stands. I mean, when I was playing or even after that. So, that's not lost on me at all.
Absolutely.
As far as how cool it is that everybody's excited and it's a big deal for our community.
It's
we
awesome.
Have a bunch of guys on the sideline. That whole atmosphere makes it a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Mr. Knuth and the band.
Yep.
Getting everything going.
Getting fired up.
And we got a million cheerleaders now.
It is awesome.
It feels like what high school football is supposed to be.
It does. That's and neat. Friday night, the weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, should be great.
Bring on Lehman.
Yeah, let's do
it. See what happens.
Give us one more day to get ready.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Take an hour tomorrow, walk through. And we'll
walk her through one more day.
Good luck tomorrow, or Friday, Coach, you and your team. And appreciate you coming up. And we'll have you up numerous times this year. And once again, you we're proud to have you as our head coach and what
yes,
you've
sir.
Done to this
done a
program.
Great job.
And ma'am,
how about
thanks
you?
A lot.
How about
season
13? How about 10 fight songs this year? What the hell? After every year,
we got a cannon. Hey, them guys fired a cannon up yet?
I don't know.
Ooh, they better get the cobwebs out, boys.
I would think that
we're going to fire tomorrow.
They did shoot it off for the beginning of the St. Clair run about 6 weeks ago.
It could be a shootout Friday night. Man, I can see this sucker being 28-21.
Yeah, we could be firing that thing wide out.
All right, bring it on. Coach, good luck Friday night.
Thanks.
We're
going to
take one more break.
Appreciate it.
We'll finish up here. Bubba and Fee, you ready for this?
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Hi, this is Joyce, deli manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and JoJo fries,
On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street IGA in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home football game versus Sydney Lehman will be sold on Wednesday from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Thursday, pre-sale tickets will be sold in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., then in the high school office from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. Student pre-sale tickets are $4, and adult pre-sale tickets are $6. All tickets at the gate will be $7.
Ready?
Shepherd. We're back here, Bubba and Fee. Chuck yes, Hine looking in, waving at us.
Hello, Chuck.
What's UD Fan 2 look doing?
UD Fan 2?
So the license plate.
What's he
says.
Doing out here yep. tonight?
Big Shepherd, I'm late.
Now, if you didn't have, we talked about this with Travis Faber about front license plates. If we didn't have front license plates, we wouldn't know that Chuck's license plate was.
I'm a fan of front license plates.
Me too. Me too.
And if the cops want them, then get them.
Yes.
Don't care about money.
Yeah. And you're saving, they say, I've heard $2 million, I've heard $5 million. Yeah. So is that going to do anything? Is that going
to
go
anywhere? Give the prisoner something to do.
That's chicken plates. Feed.
Chump change.
To the state budget. So
Hastings turns that over in a month.
Yep.
Collect it, baby.
Yep. Some of it, they bill that much. Some of it, they don't collect. Some of us don't pay our bills as fast
I'm
as
I'm one of them. I have about 900. Damn fuel. What happened to my truck?
Fuel pump puked.
I saw him towing your...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. Wasn't that worried.
Aw, oh, dang it.
Back at
something, ain't it?
Yep.
Back at it.
Yep.
But...
Hey, maybe you can get your engine replaced like I did.
Perry Hall, front plates suck.
Perry Hall don't like them.
Caleb Martin texted in and says, are you going to cover the game Friday night? Spency, are we?
Hell yeah.
Nah, we're not covering it. Now we decide we're not doing any Fort Recovery sports anymore. Yes.
Since Marty graduated?
Yeah. What's the use?
Yeah.
I got some Kathy Etzler. Doggy Wendell text. Kathy Etzler says... Good luck the rest of your. Kathy Esser's one told me about. Well, every coach in the MAC.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's only
except
two of
them two. I'll be damned.
Marty is. He's. I watch him on Snapchat. You got him on Snapchat?
No, I gotta get him.
Get him on Snapchat because
I get him.
I love it. He's got. You can tell he's just like he is in high school, and some of his teammates want to kill him. You can just see the cocky little. I love it. Perry's in California saying front plates suck. And he used to watch. Whoops, better not say that.
What's the downside? Why do people not want to have a front license plate? I can see it on a Corvette because it messes up the line of the front bumper. Other than that, I don't know why you care if there's a front license plate. Lots of people in Indiana put Hastings Auto Sales or IU or something on there.
How about Fort Recovery Radio?
Yeah, we could, but you know, I'd rather be able to tell that it's Bubba coming down the street. Can't remember your license plate number.
I don't know my license plate.
There's several of them that there's a lot of them. I used to know almost everybody in town, but it's a little tougher now.
Yep.
I always remember the XUs.
Yep.
There was a lot of XUs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's one that I remember.
Ain't very many of them left now.
No, they're all dead.
Yep. 01XU is Bob May.
Really?
Bobby May.
Yeah, but there never was a 01XU in
Nancy
Fort Recovery.
Nancy Kanamke, XU99, I think.
A 99XU, yeah.
Or 99XU.
Yep.
Wait a minute, I got some. We're getting all kinds of texts.
You got her dinging right up.
Don Kemper said, agree with you, Wayne Street.
Uh-oh. Is it something you're allowed to say?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
By the way, put the old foot in my mouth here.
Whoa, digger. Quit that.
Hey, we got one listener.
Yeah, Nick's is still hanging in
hey,
there.
Hey, sometimes that's all we need.
How lucky are we to have people like Chelsea Colleg and Brett Niekamp leading our programs?
Oh, perfect.
Absolutely.
You know?
Perfect.
Great people, great coaches. And I remember back when we were in the process of hiring Brent, and people are saying he's too young.
Yeah.
And my thought was, he's, what was he, 25 or whatever it was, and 2 years out of college or something like that. He is too young. But in the next few years, he's going to be in the MAC because he's going to be back around here. Mm-hmm. Do we want to coach, want to have him coaching against us, or you want to have him coaching for us? So if we hired exactly the right person and they're around for 10 years or 20 years or whatever,
what a Brent's spectrum coaching, that guy has.
Brent's coaching, yeah. coaching against us.
I mean, you think about we don't when, want when we started, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
A, what a climb
yeah.
he did. I mean, that,
yeah, I he's Miley what, Cyrus.
That's a lot of...
What? What?
The climb. The climb.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. That's way over my head.
No, I was down at the football field tonight. Them guys are painting it. How nice does our facility look?
Looks good right now.
It damn near looks like artificial turf.
Yep. Looks pretty sweet.
When did we get that reseeded? 2 years ago?
Yep. Yep. I think
or was it last year?
No, it was before the season last year.
Yeah.
So it was a spring.
Last year was our first season on it. This will be our second season on it.
I'll say this about our facilities. And this is to go to Coach Ferks. Mr. Ferks, Mr. Overman. And the maintenance division, whoever does. Our place looks better than it's ever looked.
It looks good.
All of our facilities. When you drive down 119, look at that thing. That is an absolute beautiful high school.
Pretty sweet.
Yes.
You know, and they took that fence out around the old band field. Mm-hmm. 100% improvement there.
Yep. Well, they sort of needed it there when they put it up, and I can't remember why. But, and that was okay. That's down now because they're going to widen the street. Mm-hmm. The William Street project for, it may start this fall, but almost for sure.
We're going to put our cups. It says Go Indians.
Oh. They can is a fence gone on the
gone.
On 119 also or
we lost our cups.
Cups are gone.
And we
Fluffy's yard. Hey. Ross.
Well, put them in Ross's yard.
And we could do we duck Ross into putting up a 50-foot fence there just to put just put cups in.
I'm in. They might do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might.
Too bad.
Might not.
We're fired up, boys. It's time. It's season.
Volleyball. So tomorrow night, we've got volleyball.
Yep.
Junior high football.
Fort Garry Radio.
Yes. Simulcast with Rob Weaver. But, yep. Yeah.
Junior high football. Home versus New Bremen.
New Bremen.
5 o'clock? 6.
5 o'clock. 7th grade. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Then, on Friday night, we open her up for real right
open
here.
Open her up for real.
And that's a 7:30?
Yes.
Yep.
The Valley View is a 7 o'clock. According to the schedule I have, everything else is 7:30. Valley View is 7. And that's a way over an hour
drive.
All
football games are going to be on Fort Recovery Radio.
Yes. And all volleyball games will be on Fort Recovery Radio.
Perfect.
Steve Stone, I'm still looking for somebody to help him out with some of the games. Rob Weaver's doing 12. We're doing 8.
That's 20.
Yes.
That'll do her.
As of now, that's how it is. Now, Rob's schedule can change.
I made a full cup of beer nuts.
That's all right. I got another box full of them.
They're awesome.
I can eat beer nuts with the best of them.
Beer nuts are good. We got Saturday morning JV at Sidney Lehman.
Yes, correct.
And then freshman Monday night.
Home. Yes. Well, you know your schedule. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I did your homework.
We're on it. Yeah,
I have none of that in
mind. We got nothing but Fort Recovery Sports going on here in the next
We got the golf
days.
Team in session. We got cross-country team. We'll get them guys up here.
Yep. We'll get them up here.
We got a busy stuff.
Golf. Oh, yeah. We got to get golf people
and
up here.
Normal golf. We'll get our seniors.
You don't like golf coaches?
No, I already said we'll get
them. Oh, did you?
You missed,
I missed
it.
That. Yes,
we might
I
have did. To have a, we might have a two session on our football team. 12 guys. 12 seniors. That's awesome.
Yep.
I was in the locker room today.
Mm-hmm.
Grossest smelling locker room in the world.
That's why they had the garage door.
How about the movie Porky's? You remember the movie Porky's?
I haven't seen it in 30 years.
Yeah.
But.
Anyway. Classic. I got nothing else. You got anything else?
I got nothing.
Anything with the Buckeyes? They're nothing. Ranked number 2, but...
We start next Thursday, right?
Next Thursday
week
night.
From tomorrow.
At IU.
At Indiana.
Yeah.
That's
the kickoff.
That's football season.
Yeah.
And that's a Big Ten game.
Yeah.
To start
you
off
betcha.
The season. When did they start doing
and
that?
This is first time. And
yeah.
Well, game day is going to be there.
They're going to be at IU.
At IU. Yeah.
Is Lee Kosho going to be there?
Big Lee.
Because he used to be there.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be fired up.
I loved that Sunday afternoon show with Lee Corso.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was awesome on Channel 33, I think. Oh, man. Yeah.
In closing, I just want to say that my best friend in the world is Harold Feeley, okay? And it is his 30th wedding anniversary yesterday, and I just want to wish you guys happy anniversary. Yeah. Your wife is a saint.
She's awesome. She is a saint. Yeah. What up with me?
Well, you gotta be. 30 years.
Try to look at this and see what.
So you got married when you was 17.
Yes. It's unbelievable. I was young.
You were young.
Yeah.
She was 24. 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This I believe this is the song that Rocker dedicated to him, if I can find it here.
Ooh, Rocker had a dedication to
him. Last night on his Rocker with Rocker show to Kim and Harold Feeley.
He did?
Yes, sir.
It was
his closing song.
That's
so I can find it here. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Don Kemper wants to know. Hey, Marty's listening.
Marty?
Don Kemper wants to know. Aww.
Just you and me.
That is a good song.
Chicago.
Little Chicago.
Darren wants to know what Marty's Snapchat username is. So, Marty, I know he's listening. I got to look it up.
Can't you just get it off his...
Simple and free. I got to give a shout out to my grandson who's sick. Ooh. Willie's sick.
Whoa, Willie.
Dad, take his poop sample to the hospital tonight.
Ooh. That's not good.
No.
Nope.
Don't
like
want him
that.
Sampling your poop.
No, I had to take poop sample over. He just was hurting. But he's better today.
Get back.
How old is he?
Willie's about 9 months.
Yeah, I was thinking he was under a year, but I can't remember what.
He needs some solid food.
He just needs, get that poop sample out of there. And I think he just needs a good, everybody needs a good poop.
Good rip. That'll work.
Yeah. Maybe eat some of that cheese plate.
That plug him up big time.
Or the beer nuts.
Beer nuts will lose.
We got to go healthy. Next week, let's have something healthy.
Yeah. Lettuce.
Spam. I hate spam.
Spam sandwich.
Hey, I love spam.
Oh, I hate spam.
God, that's gross.
My dad eats spam all the time.
Oh, it's sick.
You don't like it?
No.
Oh, no.
Our dad used to eat the grossest. My dad used to eat anchovies.
No.
Or sardines.
Sardines
out of the box.
Oh, we always. Yeah. Bill eat them. Bill and Dad would always get sardines.
And those are cheap.
God, they were terrible.
And actually, spam used to be cheap. Now it costs more per pound than real ham.
Spam does?
Yeah, they used to sell it because...
What is it? Spaghetti and ham?
No. Spiced ham.
Spiced ham. Oh, I don't know. Spaghetti.
God.
It's chopped up pig parts.
Oh, yummy.
Hey, we got to get Digger on here, too.
Yes.
Yep. We got to get Kamish out of here.
You got anybody planned for next week or just still working on it?
Okay. We got nothing yet. Come up with some surprises.
Uh-huh. Next week on Insight, Jack's not going to be here, but we're going to talk to the people from the St. Joe Picnic.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
RJ. The world's largest cornhole tournament.
No, he said St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament.
Oh, St. Joe's largest cornhole.
St. Joe's largest. That's perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, maybe Digger come over next week.
Yep. We'll give him a shout. He's on tonight. He's listening to us.
He's the only listener we got. Him, Marty, and Perry Hall.
Three people.
That's all right.
And Kathy Etzler.
Yeah, but there'll be another. We were just looking at it tonight when Travis Faber was in. He said, how many people are going to be listening tonight? I said, I have no idea, and I don't even look anymore because we get so many people listening in the archives. And we looked at it, and I thought it would be really down for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at the six-month figure. Almost 21,000 hits in the archives in the last 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
It's big.
So.
That's because we ain't been on.
Yeah. And it's usually around 23.
When's Breakfast with Bill starting back up?
Not sure. He was thinking maybe October 1, or actually 1 is Sunday, so the Monday would be the October 2nd.
But
that's what he said a couple of weeks ago. He wasn't on last week.
We got to get it fired back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Billy.
But he does have his little, he has this real job he has, plus the campground.
Oh,
he's a little on the busy side.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on.
We're all busy.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
You argue with him. I'm not arguing with him.
He's listening.
Hey, when's his cancer benefit?
15th September. Where's your
perfect?
That weekend.
It's not the 23rd, it's 15th.
Correct.
Perfect.
Why? What's got 23rd?
I'm going to Chicago.
Why?
Renee and Andy bought Kelsey and Caleb tickets to the Bears.
The
Pittsburgh
Bears.
Steelers.
You on that?
And I'm just going up, sitting in the bar.
Are you
I'm
really?
I'm going to drive them up there.
Oh, that's perfect.
We're going to stay the night and head back.
You went to the concert last week or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Foreigner.
How was that?
Oh, feels like the first time.
It was awesome. Look, you know, you went 2 days earlier, you went to another one.
Went to Journey.
Which one was better?
I'm 26 years old right now. Crazy.
Which one was better?
I'd say Journey was a smidge better. Mm-hmm. Foreigner was very good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Them oldies.
Boom, 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 boom.
They had a Jason Bonham Led Zeppelin cover band. They were phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a big Led man.
I wasn't, but that was pretty good.
Was it really?
I love Led Zeppelin, but I'm not sure. I guess I'd probably be okay with Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin.
This was the original drummer's son.
Yeah.
Jason Bonham, whatever.
And he's
I know exactly who he is.
Yeah,
he played
on something at one of the award things.
Kennedy Awards.
And he's really
Kennedy
good.
Center Honors.
They were really
that's
good.
What it was.
Yeah.
And he's
yes.
really good.
He was really good.
Yeah.
He was better than Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick is officially 104 years old.
Yeah, Cheap Trick. I Want You Want Me. And
yeah, they got
only
three
had two
songs.
Good songs. Three?
Yeah.
I thought it was only
Flame.
Never heard of Flame.
I Want You Want. Yeah, you heard of
Flame.
Don't remember.
I'm
that.
Gonna live forever.
Yeah, that's Fame. Close.
Well, we know this one. What's the other one?
Don't have
Flame,
it.
And there's one more. Flame's kind of a make-out song.
Flame is a make-out song?
Yeah.
No.
Kissy face.
Make-out my song. Go-to make-out song.
Hair
when
supply?
I was...
Don't Be Cruel. They had Ain't It a Shame. Ain't That a Shame. They did
no.
Dream Police.
Dream Police. That's
and
the other
that
one.
Didn't make the top
Dream
10.
Police. No.
Yeah.
No.
They only had three songs I've ever heard of.
This is the... live version where people are screaming in the background.
My makeup
saying bad words in the background
was Barry Manilow.
Which one?
Mandy. It didn't matter.
It
I mean,
didn't matter.
Once old vocals got warmed
yeah,
up,
you know,
I mean, you really. I mean, I had him eating out of the palm of my hand.
Absolutely. We used to drive around.
Yeah.
Pick up some Portland girls, drive around with them. God love them.
I think this is one that maybe Jack liked. We can in New England. It's either Jack or you that requested that one time. From
She's
Rocker.
Tight.
She's Tight?
Is it a Cheap Trick song?
Never heard of it.
Okay.
I got somebody texting me stuff here. I saw them last year, and Robert Zander sounds great.
Actually, the guy don't sound bad. He's just 102. But they played all... They got a new album, and they played like 8 or 9 songs off the new album. People were like, come on, play your old stuff.
I think it's Amy Klingshirn. Amy Klingshirn would think that... Is she a nuts?
No.
Cheap Trick is not a good band.
They're done.
They're old in history.
They're done. Foreigner sang 14 songs. I knew every song. They were phenomenal.
Well, Foreigner...
They have a bunch of songs.
Yeah, you know.
Journey was the same way. They had every song. You knew every song.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat because they always have that guitar player just sits out there and jams around. And you can't know what he's doing. And all of a sudden, he breaks into one of the great songs and you go fired up. Everybody's great.
Who is... Help me out here. Who was the lead singer of Foreigner? Lou Graham?
I think he was a guitar player. I'm not exactly sure.
Not
that
sure
name
either.
Sounds familiar. Let me see if I can find it here.
He's a young guy now, and he sounds really good. I mean, he sounds just like... See.
Yeah, Lou Graham was vocals.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
G-R-A-M-M.
Very good, Bobby.
Thank you, Bob. I don't have
very
Alzheimer's
good.
Yet. I mean, I'm teetering.
Close, but that's not
teetering
bad.
A little bit.
This is a big one.
Yeah.
What'd you eat for breakfast today? You know, Lou Graham, you have
question.
No idea what you eat for
I have
breakfast.
No idea.
Trick question.
I forget to put my zipper up half time now. That's
checking,
unbelievable.
I was checking church. Huh? Every time I go to Kirk Communion, I'm like, where's my zipper?
You got to. Who was it last?
I always have that double check.
Ooh, barn doors open.
I'm good.
Best one was Calpe's dad's funeral. And somebody had their tag still on their jacket.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, he paid $49.
$49.95. Yes, sir.
49, that's pretty cheap.
It was a cheap jacket. Yeah.
Hey, you're only going to wear it once. Why?
Bill pooped himself today.
Bill did?
Yeah, he wet farted.
Oh.
Yeah, he sent a picture of it. Me, Jack, and Chester. Chester says you should know you never trust a fart.
You can't trust a fart.
You're at that age. Once you get to be 50, you can't trust
him. Oh, you're done.
Yep.
Well, it's about 60, 40 now.
I used to say, here's the age-old question. Do farts have lumps?
It is tough getting older.
It is. But I will say, I'm not a big Facebook guy.
Okay.
I don't do much Facebooking or whatever. But the deal with your birthdays and your anniversaries, I got 100 and some people.
Right.
Congrats. Yeah, that's awesome.
It is. I mean, I don't do it. I feel bad because I don't do it.
I did some. I get on Facebook every 2 or 3 days. So
I used to be into Facebook a lot, but now I'm into Twitter, and I don't really get on my Facebook as much.
Yep.
I mean, another thing, Spencey, like when you put something on Facebook, you got to be able to share it. We can't share your post.
Telling you how to do that.
Like my...
Exactly.
Okay. You probably need to go...
No, you got
to
do something on yours.
Okay, well, I don't know, but when I go to Fort Recovery Radio, and I put the post on Fort Recovery Radio originally,
mm-hmm.
and then if I go to my personal account, I can't share it.
Right.
It won't let me share it for Fort Recovery Radio.
There's something you got to tweak, because a lot of people say we can't share it.
Oh, okay, maybe that's why. I started putting it on my personal.
And we can't share that either.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Hmm. I thought they're not sharing in person.
You don't like share.
He won't share with nothing. Yeah.
Why don't you share?
Share, man.
Well, I share with people I like.
Sonny.
Share. I got you, babe.
Amy, that was another one that Rocker played.
Listening to the Cheap Trick on her front porch.
This is one that Rocker played last night.
Said the new Cheap Trick stuff's good. The new?
Oh, my God, it's awful.
Rocker had a show last night.
Yeah. Tuesday night, Rocking with Rocker.
He changed the format, he said.
Yep, a little bit. Yep. He did a lot more talking. He talked about a little bit of the, he called it the history of rock and roll, but it was beginning leading up to a Buddy Holly song and a Ritchie Valens song. And then
I got to get on the old.
Talked a little bit about.
Archives. Check him out.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to put it in the archives.
Oh, you can't?
Nope, because it's copyrighted music and can't put
it
in the archives.
So you replay it tomorrow night then?
Play it tomorrow night, yeah.
All right, I'm listening to it tonight.
Yep.
We're going to volleyball.
It'll be after the volleyball game.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. So it'll either be.
I got one question.
It'll either be 8 o'clock or right after the ball game.
The term joshing you. You got to be joshing me.
Joshing me.
You're joshing me. Any idea where that came from?
No, and I'm surprised I haven't looked that up. I've never looked that up.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, joshing I'd me. Love that.
The guy's name was Josh Tatum.
Josh Tatum.
And Josh was a person.
Prankster?
In the 1800s who they turned gold, when he used to turn gold in for money. Well, Josh Tatum sprinkled gold on these rocks. And the people in the town, he went to turn these gold rocks in.
Yep.
And they said, and that's how the term Josh. Josh tried to sprinkle gold paint on rocks.
On his rocks.
And it was gold.
He's Josh. Yep.
And that looks like that's what this says from the History Channel.
Josh him.
Is it? Yep. Josh Tatum?
I don't see the Tatum part, but it says after Nevada Gold Rush, 5 cents.
Yeah.
And Josh discovered that he could sprinkle a thin layer of very fine gold dust over the 5 cent piece. It almost looked like
a wealth of knowledge right now.
I'm on my game.
This says that he sprinkled a thin layer of very fine gold dust over the copper 5 cent piece, so it looked identical to the $5 piece.
Oh.
So he's talking about doing coins, but that's.
So they sprinkled gold dust in your hair, and all the starlight in your eyes are blue.
Do-do-do, do-do-do.
That is what? The Carpenters. You cannot beat the Carpenters.
I love the Carpenters.
That was another.
Thought I had it.
You didn't like the Carpenters?
Yeah, yeah.
You like Karen, or did you like Barry?
Barry.
I probably, at their height.
Barry
I like...
Karen and Richard.
Yeah.
Richard Carpenter.
I kind of liked the, I like ballads.
Nick Carpenter. Nick the Carpenter.
Do you like ballads?
Yeah, and that was one of them, so, yeah.
What was one of them?
Those are both ballads, I guess.
I wouldn't say they were ballads.
Yeah, they were love songs.
Yeah.
I like that kind of thing.
Really?
And for some reason, this thing isn't going to let me play that, but.
A little bread?
Ballad. Yeah. Who was your favorite? What was your favorite Carpenter song?
Which, who's a favorite what?
Just like me. Oh, close to you. Another great one. I liked Rainy Days of Monday.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. You like Rainy Days of Monday, Neil?
Yeah. I like most of the Carpenters stuff.
You ever play Carpenters?
Some. It's a little too...
Aww.
Oh, that's pretty.
She died of anorexia.
Yep.
When are we going to be on Facebook Live again?
Whenever Chuck decides.
Chucky.
It's got to be a big show.
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
We got to start preparing for a Christmas show.
Yep.
Big.
We can easily wear that out the Facebook Live, but that's pretty easy to wear that out. But I think it's.
I hate this kind of cheese. What kind of cheese is this?
Well, quit eating it.
What is it, Colby?
What is it?
That's Kojak. That's Colby and Monterey Jack.
I don't like it.
Kojak.
That pepper cheese.
We love you, baby.
That's not that hot. That's mild pepper cheese.
They don't have bacon cheese on this.
They don't? They did on the first one.
Yeah, I know, but that one don't. It's got red stuff in it.
Ooh. That's pepper.
That's onion cheese. Feeling like I can't belong. Hanging around.
Just hanging around.
See?
Yeah.
Rainy days or Mondays always get me down.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
The love that I found ever since you've been around. Your love put me at the top of the world. Okay, so when you sing a song, you try to sing it like Harold Field. You try to imitate their voice.
Imitate them.
What about you, Spencer? You the same way?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't paid that much attention, but yeah, probably because I want to.
You sing in the shower?
No, I don't sing in the shower because I always have some TV show playing when I'm in the shower.
What?
You got a TV in the shower?
No, I got my TV has. I have speakers in every room so I can listen to the TV.
No.
Well, yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why? I can listen to the news while I'm going to doing all my stuff in a bathroom and take that's an hour worth of stuff. I can see an hour's
Digger
worth of
must
news.
Be bored. Everybody loves Colby Jack Cheese except Karen Carpenter.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Too soon?
No, I don't think so.
No, not anywhere near. She's been dead a while.
Yeah. Oh, see, now this is good stuff.
Oh, that's sweet.
This is an instant makeout song. You sing this to some chick back when we're running around?
Oh, they're licking your ears.
Oh, yeah. You got a hickey. No doubt you got a hickey.
No doubt hickey.
I had hickeys wide open.
Hickey?
I couldn't get them, though. I think my teeth were too fat.
I couldn't get them in.
I got no suction. Yeah. I couldn't do
it
or something.
You ain't supposed to bite them.
You're supposed to do something. No.
Maybe your technique was wrong.
Yeah.
Too big a D.
What?
Fat. His teeth were fat.
Fat teeth.
I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, okay.
Ain't no doubt.
Fat choppers.
So what are we singing next? We went through most of the Carpenters.
Carpenters, you can't go. Don't play Cheap Trick. And if you do, Amy Klinger will be up here.
She'll be up here now.
How about...
We'll just do this Barry Manilow.
You can't smile without you is one of the all-timers.
Can't smile without Barry.
You came along just like a song and brightened my day. Who'd have believed that you were part of a dream? Now it all seems like it gives away. And now you know I can't smile
about that, Jerry.
I love Jerry Lewis. When he sang,
I love Jerry.
I'll never walk alone.
Tears every time.
You got that?
It's going to take me a little bit. We're going to have to find it on.
Tears every time.
He always made me cry.
Oh my God, the muscular. He'd always do it the last. Oh,
when he grabbed that mic, set on the stool, and he'd make about $400 million.
Yep.
And we found out on Sunday during the MD tournament, right before the finals, that he had passed away.
How'd your announcers do Friday night?
Very good. It was.
I heard Otis Campbell and
the bases are loaded, and so am I.
You and Digger, or you and Calvary, are going to get fired from announcing the MD tournament.
They're going to kick us out of MD.
Yeah, he always, Jerry Lewis always sang that last song. You got it? Is this him singing it?
Yeah, this is one of them. This is 1987, I guess.
Oh, this would be about, yeah.
That's perfect. You still knew who he was.
And we'll probably get a commercial first, but.
It's been a love day. It's been a good day.
It has, yeah.
One of the things we found out when I looked it up, when we were announcing that he had passed away, he raised over $2.6 billion.
Billion.
Wow. With a B, dollars. God. For muscular dystrophy. That's
for mankind.
He'd always do these talks of just
kidding. Oh, yeah.
You know, for being,
he always had a little kid out there with
for
him
being one of the silliest people in show business, he could be very serious and stuff like this. And here we go here.
When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dawn. And at the end of the day,
the storm
that's close.
Is the golden sky.
He always broke down when he got to the
walk on through the wind.
Yeah, I guarantee he'll start crying, because I always did. Right now I'm crying my eyes out.
This might be the year he doesn't cry.
Oh, he cries. He always cracks. His voice cracks.
He's about to go, but
finish
her up, Jerry. God love you.
Jerry, you're the man.
Hit it.
Walk on, walk on.
With hope in your heart.
With hope in your heart. And you'll
$14 million.
We passed a boot. We got 42,000.
Are you kidding me?
I was always like, how do you pass a boot and get 42 grand?
42 grand.
We had to do a whole bunch of softball stuff to make $40,000.
The path 7-Up, that always guy from 7-Up always gave the biggest chunk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is our fifth check for $14 million.
I'd like to write a check here for $74 million, Jerry.
You gotta love it. People love to give.
Yeah.
I mean, we see that with our
thing. Oh, our little thing was unbelievable.
That took me by surprise, and it shouldn't have taken us by surprise.
No.
Well, it was just awesome.
Yeah, I guess part of what took us by surprise that it, you know, we kind of came up with it one week, and the next week we had $17,000.
$17,000.
Not this year.
It's awesome.
We're going for 20.
Yep. 20 million.
We're going to have the greatest assembly.
Let's go 20 million.
We're going to have the greatest assembly of talent in Fort Recovery history.
I don't know how you'd do better than we did last year.
Oh, this is going to be big.
Big.
And we're going to have a flag.
Yes.
A flag.
Yeah.
Flying high. What,
people love the American flag, and I do too. Oh. We're going to put it out here somewhere.
Okay.
And we're going to have a... I don't know what we're going to do, but it's going to be big.
It's going to be big.
It's huge.
It'll be huge.
Stacey. Big P always told Bill when he first put the campground, he says, you want to draw people to this campground?
Put the biggest flag ever.
Put the biggest flag in the United States. Two people saluting it 24 hours a day. Yeah.
Hey, it works very well for Bud Sheenlippen over
at
Bud's Chrysler, Bud's Chevy.
Hastings. Hastings, need a flag?
Yeah, I got a pole. I got to get a flag.
I need a new flag. My flag's ripped. My flag is ripped.
I gotta get one.
You got a flag? You got a flagpole at your house?
At the car? I ain't got one at the house.
Get a flagpole.
I need one out there by the tree.
I think that'd be neat for the Fort Recovery. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be neat if the community club or something made flagpoles for everybody.
Everybody
in town. Hmm. You want one? We got.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got one?
No.
You want one?
I'd put one up, yeah.
Wouldn't it be neat if everybody in town had an American flag?
Might be our go-to thing.
And here's our...
Tim!
Give it to me, Jared.
Here's the table.
Hey, you got to bring that out for us. Oh, we're going to Tim.
Yep.
We do have to do that.
Yes. When you're going to be back there. All your only job is to be back there.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Just a second. We got to break up.
That'll be Chuck's room.
We just got to check in. We are now over $17,000.
We got to get Bill out. He kills us.
He just kills us.
I just hate him. I don't like Bill.
My God. That's awesome.
That's still one of my... When you think about favorite nights you've ever had, that sucker was one of them.
I mean, when we did the business of the year thing and I did the like a 10 or 12 minute thing, people were just sitting there listening to everything, they did to pretty much everything, but the Christmas show, people were just...
Hey, what about...
They would all be laughing or...
How did Jubilee do?
I haven't heard.
How about Tractor Pull?
I would be surprised if it wasn't a recent record. It won't be an overall record because it used to be a whole different situation. Yes.
You know, they talked about our parking, and we got to figure that out. I mean, we make $2,500, but if we wanted to make five, it'd be so easy to do.
Easy.
Well, and I don't know talking about raising the prices?
Nope.
You're talking about,
take more manpower.
Yeah, see, what I had heard was along about 3:30, about an hour and a half before you guys started charging, there were people pulling in just parking wherever.
Yeah.
So they had the parking all screwed up.
Not on Saturday. We were there at 3 o'clock. What time to start pulling?
Seven.
Yeah, we was there playing early because...
I don't remember which day it was, but Richie Vogel said, well, where's the parking, guys? I said, we're 4 hours before the... 3 hours, whatever it is, before the thing. There's no crowd here. Well, they got the parking screwed up.
Yeah,
well, so you're going to have somebody do that? Because if we didn't have those guys from Bluffton that came and took care of the camping, it would be a mess because Joe Bay did the best he could, and he was doing 60 hours a week trying to keep that all straight.
That is
but he has a real job.
It is kind of a pain in the
butt. And to do it, get that all sorted out. I'm just looking out at the pharmacy
behind me. No. I get a little scared.
he didn't have
like that.
But, you know, that is very difficult to take care of. It basically takes somebody there sitting there 24 hours a day to take care of that. And those guys do that. And I don't think they charge us anything. Of course, we give them free food and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, that's not anything. Yeah,
they love it.
They're happy.
All right, I'm getting out of here.
Any other songs we need to sing?
Friday
night's big. We got to be there.
We got the fight song?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody
do
a little
close. On Wisconsin.
Close with the old on Wisconsin. Yeah. Speaking of Wisconsin.
Yes.
My godchild. Renee and Andy are coming into town this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Just for the... Anything going on?
None. Come on. They ain't been home in a while.
Ain't she in some move here?
No. Wish it would.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That'd be awesome.
Go Indians Friday night.
Yes, sir.
Good luck to the volleyball team tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Once again, catch all the action right here for Recovery Radio.
All volleyball, Radio. All football.
Can't beat it.
All season long.
See you next week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.